Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are blessed to be in your presence, but more blessed that you are in our presence. Open us with your Holy Spirit this day, that in our ears, with our hearts, with our minds and our souls, we may be fed, nourished, and strengthened by you, who is truly the light of the world, Lord Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. So growing up in Tennessee, in East Tennessee, I wasn't that far from Chattanooga. Has anybody ever been to Chattanooga before? Yes? Okay. Good. A lot of you. A beautiful area. And near Chattanooga, there was this place in Tennessee called the Lost Sea. Have any of you ever heard of the Lost Sea? Anybody? One person. All right. I'm on a track then. Good. The Lost Sea was this massive underground cave system that went up and under the hills, and it was really beautiful. And one of the great things about the Lost Sea is that when you went into the Lost Sea, there was actually the largest, well, at the time, it might not be today, this was many years ago, but at the time it was the largest underground lake in the world that was known to man. And it was really cool because they didn't know how deep it was, and you got to go on a glass-bottom boat and ride around, and that was so fascinating. But I won't forget that when we went to the Lost Sea, they took us into this massive room. And the guy's going on his spiel about the cave, the tour guide. And all of a sudden, he says, now we're going to turn off the light and we're going to see how dark it is. Well, I was like maybe 7 or 8 years old, and I'll never forget, he turned off the light and it was absolutely scary. For the first and only time in my life, I literally could not even see my hand right here. It was the most penetrating, deepest, darkest thing I've ever seen. And he left it off, and I started getting this overwhelming fear that, oh no, what if the lights don't turn back on? We'll be stuck in here forever. Needless to say, in my 7 or 8 year old mind, I didn't realize he had a flashlight, but that was my thought. We're going to be stuck in here forever, never be able to find our way out. And suddenly, like the snap of a finger, the lights came back on, and it was the most beautiful, marvelous light I had ever seen in my life. I could see again. Things were illumined, and I knew I was going to be safe. What a beautiful light that had shone down. You see, light is a very powerful thing. Light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can overcome it. Light is very, very powerful. If we think about the sun giving light, everything reflects it. I mean, that's how the moon operates. Contrary to popular belief, when I was a little boy, I just thought the moon gave off its own light or glowed in the dark. Well, that's not necessarily true, right? It actually reflects the beauty of the sun. And we see light around us. And most of us enjoy daylight, and we enjoy sunshine, and it's out today. It was a little cloudy this morning, but look, the sunshine is out, and it's gracing us once again. You know, I don't know about you, but for me, I always feel a little safer in the daytime. I prefer not driving at nighttime. I like to drive during the day. It's a lot easier because you can see around, especially on back roads without lights and curves and all those things. It's not very fun. Light is a powerful thing. If you don't believe light's a powerful thing, try spending a winter up north. After living up north for many years, I can tell you when we moved out of the north, not realizing that 6 months out of the year you had no sunshine, life was a lot better with sunshine in the winter. Life is a powerful thing. Light is a powerful thing. It gives us life as the light interacts with our lives. You know, all the trees and the plants and all the green things need light to live. Well, so do we. Without the sunlight, without that sun shining in our lights, well, the reality is we don't produce the vitamins and nutrients and minerals that we need or use them properly. Light gives light as we live in this world, and it regulates our sleep and wake cycle. I don't know about you, but I get pretty grumpy if I miss one night of sleep. Imagine what it's like if I miss more than one night. You don't want to see that. It's almost as bad as if I'm hungry. That's how bad it is. But we need it. It regulates how we sleep. And here's the other thing that's so important in our world. Light gives us life. Light gives us life because it's important for our emotional and mental well-being. Just like I talked about, you know, seasonal affective disorder is a real thing. A lot of people who live in these northern climates without light all year actually get depressed. Their well-being isn't as good. And as one who suffers from OCD and PTSD, I can attest to that. The hardest time in my life were the winters in the north when the sun wasn't shining. Light is so important to us because it gives us life. It brings us joy and peace. But the reality is, it's a very harsh reality, because of our sinfulness, we were destined for a life without light. We were destined for an eternity away from light. And if you think about it, that's darkness. And in this darkness that we were destined for, there is fear. And fear is a terrible thing. You know, the more I think about fear and the more I study for my counseling degree, the more I realize I think that fear underpins most of the emotions that we have in our life and most of the bad things that go on in our lives. Fear underpins anger. Fear underpins racism and hatred. Fear underpins all of these things and is so motivated in our lives. That's why one of the reasons I don't like Washington, D.C. anymore is because they all use fear to motivate people. Because if they can motivate you with fear, you're more apt to do what they want you to do. That's how bad fear is in our culture and society. And that's what happens when we live in darkness. We were in this darkness. In this darkness, there is sickness, death, and torment. Think about it for a minute. In this world, we live in sickness, death, and torment. We hear of war and rumors of war. We see crime increasing. I mean, goodness gracious, there are more shootings going on right now around us in Dallas and Fort Worth than there have been in years. And there's death. You know that. We will all die. And there's sickness. And who likes to be sick? I mean, now there's this virus going around, and they say it might be here in Texas. And oh my goodness, and the flu and everything else that goes along with it. And if you stop to think about these things, it's really no fun. In this darkness, there exists a lack of peace and love and joy. In a recent study done by the Pew Foundation, when they examined our country and then other countries around the world, we have a lack of peace, a lack of joy, and a lack of happiness in our lives that's so low that it's not been seen this low since World War II. Now explain that for a second. It's because we dwell in darkness. We ponder on the bad things. We allow fear to rule. We allow hatred to enter our lives. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. The fact is, in this darkness, there is no peace, there is no love, and there is no joy. And that hurts us. It's not a pleasant place to live. It's not a fun place to live. And I don't know about you, I'm not the one on the front of the line saying, sign me up to live like that. This is the chaos that is our world is in today. And this is the chaos that we live in. This is the chaos our sinfulness has brought. It's so easy for us to say, oh, look at what Satan does. But Satan isn't all-knowing, he's not all-present, and he's not all-seeing. We give him way more credit than he deserves. Because of our sinfulness, because of our core, because of our very nature being fallen from God, we bring this darkness into the world on our own. And in this darkness, there is the presence of Christ. Presence of Jesus. 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 The light of the world. It's so easy to be overwhelmed when you watch the news. It's so busy to be overwhelmed by the chaos and darkness of our world. It's easy to be overwhelmed by finances and health issues, marriage issues, relationship issues, financial issues. The darkness can be overwhelming. But in the midst of that darkness shines a light that is so bright that it dispels all gloom. It dispels all worry, all fear, and it fills everything with a marvelous light of life, forgiveness, joy, peace, and love. And that light is Jesus. You see, when Jesus was born, the light of God entered into our world to make his dwelling among us, so that the nations who dwelled in darkness would have a marvelous great light, a light to show them the way of salvation, a light, in fact, to bring them salvation, a light to give them all the blessings of heaven and God's grace abundantly for them for all eternity. When Jesus died on the cross, he shined a light in this world that said, your sins are now removed as far as the east is from the west, and I will remember them no more, says God our heavenly Father. Even though he dwells in light eternally, sees and knows all things, he chooses to remember our sins no more. They are removed from us. They are no longer plotted against us. He no longer sees them. In fact, when he sees us, he sees Jesus. When he rose from the dead, he burst forth from a tomb and brought conquering light into our world to assure us that nothing again would ever separate us from him, and that we would dwell with him for all eternity, that heaven is our home, and that even now he's preparing a place, a mansion for us, so that we can be with him. This is the joyous light of Jesus that shines in our lives, dispelling all darkness, dispelling all gloom, and gives us the plain, simple truth that even though Satan and this world may try to overcome us, Jesus Christ has won and has given us eternal victory by the power of his death and resurrection. This light now shines in you. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden, Jesus says. Neither do people light it and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand so that it may give light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men. Jesus says, you are the light of the world. You are the harbingers of love, peace, and joy. You are the messengers and the proclaimers of what God has done for us. You are the power that changes people's lives as the Holy Spirit works in you. You are the ones who can bring peace and love and harmony in this world. You are the presence of Christ, his hands and his mouth and his feet everywhere you go. This world needs the light of Christ, and we have it. This world desperately needs the light of Christ to dispel the darkness that so easily overwhelms it and us. This world needs us. We need each other, because the darkness can be overwhelming. It's through God's love working in us that shines in the lights of those around us in relationship, as we seek to strengthen our relationship as a family here and to build relationship as a family with others outside of this place who don't know Jesus, where the light of his love, his peace, and his eternity shines in us, bringing health, prosperity, happiness, joy, peace, and forgiveness, even in the middle of darkness. As we walk with the world hand in hand, we celebrate the love of the Father who has shined forth in our world to bring us to him, into his presence for all eternity. This world desperately needs you. For the reality is, we carry this light into a darkness, into a world without love, without peace, without joy, and without life. Because that's the world we live in. But the truth is, light has come, light has conquered, light will reign for eternity. You are the light. In the name of Jesus, amen.